1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And we know if there's one thing that our own Brooke Fox loves to do, it's make other people feel bad about giving to charity.
That's not true.
She loves it.
I do not.
Okay, well, maybe she doesn't love to do it, but that's what she does today.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I mean, it's kind of funny.
And usually what people do today is what they love. Boom.
No,
put it on a motivational poster.
I don't.
Because Brooke calls up a woman who's been donating her old clothing for years, and now she wants to let her know that her quote unquote help won't be required any longer.
Yeah.
It's your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello.
Hi, this is Brandy from Donation Center. I'm looking for Emma.
This is Emma.
Hi, Emma. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call. We wanted to say thank you for your monthly donations.
You're welcome.
Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to pick them up from your residence anymore, though.
Are you discontinuing the service?
No. We just won't be able to pick up your donations at this time.
I don't understand. Are you saying I need to drop them off at the center?
Well, we would prefer you didn't do that either.
What would you like me to do with them?
How do I say this? While we do sincerely appreciate your charity, we've just noticed a trend with the items that you donate.
I'm really confused here.
Okay, do I have permission to just speak frankly with you?
I think that would make this conversation easier.
Okay, your items, kind of shitty.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
I mean that in the nicest way possible. It's just
Well, there's nothing nice about that.
I mean, I'm just trying to be direct. The items that you donate, nobody wants them.
I don't really know how to respond to that. I
mean, don't take it personal. It's just that they sit on the shelf. We even try to highlight them, like deep discounts, BOGOs. Nothing has sold.
I don't think that's true. I know that the last 2 months, donation bags have included very gently used high-end clothes.
I'm not really even talking about, like, their wear. Like, I think that that's fine. I've worked in nonprofit for a very long time, and I've never seen anything like this.
Okay, I mean, you know what? I've worked in nonprofit and I've worked in retail, and this is just not a way you talk to somebody who has donated to you for years.
Oh, I am so... I did not mean to be rude. I really didn't.
Really?
I
mean, you didn't?
No,
because you're doing
no.
a great job at it.
We appreciate your charity. It's just we have to look out for ourselves. I mean, your stuff is turning people away from our stores.
It's turning people away from your stores. Designer jeans and handbags are turning people away from your stores. My God.
I don't know what designer you're visiting. Is it like designer Kmart or something? Because it's not, that's not what I'm seeing.
I'm sorry. Did you just like wake up on the wrong side of the bed and decide to call someone to work out your attitude? Because don't f*** with me. Like really, truly don't.
I am so sorry if you think that I'm giving you attitude. That is not the tone I'm trying to take here. I'm just trying to relay what my manager is saying.
Okay, so what is your manager saying? I would like to know what he or she says.
I even heard her say, if you talk to Emma, make sure to tell her to come down and pick up her crap.
What?
I mean, I thought that was a little bit much myself.
Did you? I think that's a little bit much as well. If you talk to your manager, tell him or her to kiss my ever-living ass.
Well, it's a woman, and she's already started throwing your stuff in a separate pile for you to pick up. So many turtlenecks. Wow.
You know what? I'd like your first and last name.
This is Brandy. And again, if you don't come and pick up your stuff soon, it's not me, but my manager says we're going to dump it in your front yard.
Okay, well, if you do that, I'll sue you. You can't drop trash in my front yard.
Exactly. You... That's exactly what it is. Trash. I'm
trash.
Glad you finally understand
Put
what
it
I'm
in
saying
the
here.
Shut up. I'm talking. Don't interrupt me. If you don't want it, you can put it in your garbage. But it's yours. I donated it to you.
Emma, I'm trying to come up with options for you, okay? And I will say our location on the east side doesn't know about your clothes. So if you could come down, just pick them up and you can drive them over there.
How about I come down there and have you blow it out your
Well, some of your turtlenecks look like that has already happened to them.
Do we know each other personally? Did I date one of your boyfriends? Like, is there a problem here that I don't understand?
I mean, we may have dated the same guy at one point, but I do need to tell you that this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and we're just doing a phone tap on you.
What? I don't understand.
No, no, your friend Sally set you up. You know Sally?
Sally did this?
Yes, she wrote us and said that maybe you needed to laugh a little bit. Life's been a little down. She just thought it would be funny to make fun of your vast array of turtlenecks. Oh, God. Thank you for laughing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's...
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
my
sorry.
God. She always picks on my turtlenecks.
Yeah. Well, thank you for donating, but I think that nobody needs them anymore, so we're good, all right?
No, I don't think anybody can really have enough turtlenecks. They're so
clearly,
comfortable.
Clearly you believe that.
Shut up. Please just shut up.
Okay, I will.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.